Hello, this is a discussion on hybridization. Hybridization is a third part of a three-part bonding model. The first part is Lewis dot structures, and Lewis dot structures provide us with the knowledge of which atoms are bonding with which atoms and where the shared and lone pairs of valence electrons are located. The second part is VSEPR, which takes this information of Lewis dot structures and creates a geometry from it. This is the third part, which is called hybridization. And hybridization is the explanation, the theory behind how the geometry works. Now, this is a first year chemistry section, so we're going to try to make it as simple as possible. What we've found is that when valence electrons exist in atoms, they're in orbitals. Those are called atomic orbitals. Now, since all models are just a way of looking at what actually happens in real life, what we've found is when atoms get close enough together to share their valence electrons, what we see in real life does not line up with what would be predicted if those shared electrons were in what they call atomic orbitals. So what we've done is we've created a new type of orbital called a hybridized orbital, or some people call it a bonding orbital. In this bonding orbital, or hybridized orbital, when we apply it to our models, it does predict what happens in real life. So, what we're going to do is we're going to simplify the model, the hybridization, down for you for a more in-depth understanding of hybridization and what it really means. We'll wait to that. We'll wait till you go and take AP Chemistry. So we're going to simplify it down. And by now you should have already have watched the hybridization flash animation, and you, at least when I say SP hybridized or SP2 hybridized, have a little understanding. The big thing is when we create these hybridized orbitals, what happens is the number of atomic orbitals must equal the number of hybridized orbitals. Really, we're not going to get into it, but that's where the name comes from, SP or SP3 or D2 SP3 hybridized. Those are just, if you count the number of SSPs, they tell you how many hybridized orbitals you're going to have. So let's get to it. All these hybridized orbitals and names are off the central atom. No one ever asks you about hybridization of a what I call outside atom. It's always the central atom. So how do you actually determine the hybridization? Well, if you go to your VSEPR table, I have actually have it in the notes section. And basically what you do is you add up the number of atoms, I call them outside atoms, that are being attached to the central atom. And that's a number. And then you add up the number of lone pairs on that central atom. And you add those two numbers together to get a specific number. So if you look at something like CH4 methane, it has four hydrogens attached to the central carbon. So the number of outside atoms that's attached to the central atom is four. If you do the Lewis dot structure, there is no central atom. Excuse me, there is no lone pair in the central atom. So you add 4 plus 0 to get 4. So there's going to be four hybridized orbitals. Now, what do you call them? You always start with S, and there's always one S. And then you always add the next one, which is the P's, and the maximum number of P's you can have is 3. And if you need more, then you go to D's, and you only ever have 2 D's. So, since I need four hybridized orbitals, I have S1, and now I need three more, so I have P3. So the hybridization is SP3. Another example would be CO2. CO2 from the Lewis dark structures would be a central C, two double bonds to two outside atoms. So it's a double bond to one oxygen, double bond to the other oxygen. So to find the hybridization on the central carbon, you would say that there are two atoms that attach to the carbon, so that's two, plus there are no lone pairs in the central carbon, so it's zero, so you have two. So you need two hybridized orbitals. You always start with one s, so s1, and you only need one more, so you only have one p, so you call it sp hybridized. And that's the easiest way in which to figure out the hybridization. What it actually means, you'll have to wait until we deal with AP. But it does explain a lot about the physical and geometry of the molecules. Thank you.